plus 305. And you already know, today is Thursday, November 18th. I'm in the building, goddamn. Building. They say I'm blunt in the building, goddamn it. I need another round of applause, goddamn it. I'm in the goddamn building. I'm back. I feel like I'm back with it, you hear me? Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt. I'm your boy, Trey Plus 305. You already know what time it is, man. Let me get some music going so I can have me a nice little show. What's good, though, y'all, man? Today, I'm finna play some of that fat money, man. I'm finna play some fat money today, man. Play some of that fat money, man. This that fat money. Shout out to Fat Money. He from Chicago. But yeah, what's good, man?
Yeah,
I'm rocking like that. I'm rocking with that right there. What's good, y'all? I'm here. This your boy Trey Plus 305, man. I'm here, man. I'm just chilling, man. I just got off of work, man. It's Thursday, November 18th, 10:39 p.m. Let's go. Shit been crazy, man. Today, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things been going on the internet, you know what I'm saying? You know, your boy all on the internet, man. I've been watching all type of crazy things that's been going on, man. In this world, man, it's kind of crazy, man. It's kind of crazy what's been going on with the Young Dolph situation and The little bank robbery gone wrong, man. It was a bank robbery that went wrong in Chicago on Monday, I think. The craziest thing ever. Not a bank robbery, but a bricks truck robbery. And what happened was, It was four males that jumped out early in the morning, hit the bricks truck. Shit didn't go right. They ended up having a shootout with the bricks truck driver. Ended up killing one of them, which was a lady, God bless her soul. Shit went wrong from there. So from there, it went to a Boost Mobile shop. It went to a Boost Mobile shop and ended up robbing the Boost Mobile shop. And from there, this the craziest part about it. From there, they goes off, drives off, and two of the dudes in the back seat end up killing the driver and the passenger.
Oh my God!
Yeah, they end up killing the driver and the passenger. And the passenger ended up being this little rapper named Newski Gang Dewey Foe. So they knocked the boy off. They knocked their homeboys off for whatever reason, baby, because they didn't get no money.
Oh,
they robbed a bricks truck and don't get no money.
Bruh.
How the fuck? You don't get no money. So I guess shit went wrong. They go in the Boost Mobile show, and God knows what happened. They hit for some cell phones and shit, but they end up killing the driver and the passenger, which was they co-defendants. And the reason why I say they was co-defendants, because the two dudes ended up running into an apartment complex, and somebody done told the police where they was at. So SWAT team done ran up in there and caught the dudes with all the guns that they had from the description of the bricks truck robbery and all the cell phones and stuff from the Boost Mobile store. Not to mention, they had Boost Mobile stuff in the Danglewood truck with the two dead bodies that was found. all within 3 hours.
Oh my God.
It is crazy in this world. This world is fucked up. You hear me? So much shit going on, man, in this world, man. Then I seen this other thing on the internet where this guy killed his girlfriend and her 10-year-old son, his 10-year-old stepson in the house. And he crying in the interrogation room. He mad because what? He mad. He crying. He got mad because she wouldn't let him watch football. You killed your woman and her child over a football game, bro. And he got the nerve to sit in the interrogation room and cry like a little bitch. Man, these people crazy out here in this world, man. This is the They Sound Blunt podcast show, man. And this shit crazy out here, you hear me? It's crazy out here in this world. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and go to another segment, you hear me?
You back in your bag, huh? That 20K shit done went through for you, huh? And shit they can do for you, huh? You slid in her DM and told her she beautiful, huh? Uh-huh. You lie to these bitches per usual, huh? He bought you a purse pursuing you, huh? It look a little fake, huh? Your print looking different, your tags is missing. Bitch, you not bragging different. He flipping your taxes, huh? When? You think he hanging with savages, huh? Pop out with him, it's embarrassing, huh? You flying Spirit when traveling, huh? Damn. He need the Wi-Fi to try SBA on his tablet, huh? He hustling backwards, he need some practice, huh? You thought he was having shit cause he pulled up in that green energy wagon.
An armored car guard is dead and another injured after a brazen gun attack outside of a bank in the Chatham neighborhood.
Police say they were loading cash into an ATM when at least two men tried to rob the pair.
Dane Placco reports police are investigating whether a fatal car crash shortly after that robbery may be connected.
How many gunshots did you hear?
It was a lot, actually, because I thought it was actually knocking, so at least four, I'd say.
Witnesses say it happened in an instant. Around 10:20 this morning, two employees of Garda Security were loading cash into an ATM behind the Bank of America at 83rd and Princeton. Their armored car parked in the drive-through lane. When police say at least two men, possibly as many as four, dressed in black and wearing masks, suddenly attacked.
So I opened the door, and when I looked towards the back, I saw the bank. The cars were kind of doing turns and stuff, 180 degrees, and all I see was a red car, kind of like more hectic than the others. I just saw him do a 180-degree turn.
A 47-year-old female guard was shot six times and later died. A 46-year-old male guard was shot twice in the stomach and is in critical condition at University of Chicago Medical Center. Not long after the robbery, a car smashed into a tree about 4 miles away near 87th and Saginaw. A man was found dead behind the wheel. Another occupant died later at the hospital. Police are investigating whether the men and the car are connected to the bank robbery and another robbery that happened at a cell phone store around the same time.
This job can be incredibly dangerous. I mean, you have to think about it. We transport what everyone wants, and that is money.
That's crazy. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to. I wanted to play that because that's what I was just talking about.
Oh my God!
How the hell all of this happened? Listen. Hey, that's crazy. So the dudes got caught in the apartments. And It's crazy. I'm watching the headline right now. On Fox 32 Chicago. I'm watching it right now. Let me hear what they say. I want this. This is when they caught the two dudes.
This was like her dream job, and she just was like so elated about it.
New charges tonight in the shooting death of an armored car driver.
And now police believe the two men in custody also killed two members of their own crew that same day.
Tia Ewing has more on the update from police tonight and spoke with one of the victim's friends. Tia.
Well, we've learned that this crime spree spanned for a total of 8 miles. A beloved armored security guard was killed. And in addition to that, Chicago police say the bad guys turned on their own robbery crew.
Both are charged with first-degree murder for the killing of the female guard.
Police say these two went on an all-out crime spree. 19-year-old Antoine Montgomery and 20-year-old DeAndre Jennings. The crime spree started at this Bank of America, where 47-year-old LaShonda Hartz lost her life.
She loved God. I mean, so her heart.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hart shared this message with her friend. She was excited about her new job as an armored security guard with LaGuardia. LaShonda wasn't even on the job a month when she was filling up the ATM in the West Chatham neighborhood. She was ambushed at 10:19 Monday morning on 83rd in Princeton.
It's really difficult to process.
It's the craziest shit ever, man. That's crazy, man. God bless her soul, man. God bless all the victims, man. God damn, that's crazy. But yeah, man, a lot of crazy shit been going on in the world today. Will it ever get better? Who knows? These dudes, man, these young dudes, look, 19 and 20 years old, like, why? What type of drugs you on that got you having an adrenaline rush to do all of that shit within 3 hours? Done caught three dead bodies within three hours. That's crazy. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, cause okay, you need the money for right now, but these dudes ain't even getting no money. They ain't getting no money, and they caught three bodies and got locked up. That shit was horribly wrong, dog. It was wrong. Shit went wrong. The plan went sour. So I'm probably thinking, here it is. I'm gonna play devil advocate. Oh Lord Jesus, I'm probably thinking that. Maybe they was mad because they shot the lady, the guard, and they ain't get no money. Then they went to the Danglewell Boost Mobile store and still ain't get no money. So they probably was like, fuck it. Kill both of them and take off. Fuck it. But what they failed to realize is, that's why I say what type of dope they was on, because they failed to realize they left all type of evidence all over the damn place. It had evidence on them. What the fuck? But that's what happened when you 19 and 20 and you full of dope. You got dope all in your body and shit, and you spazzing out here in the streets. Crazy out here, man. This Julius Jones thing. God bless his soul. He was able to survive. What happened to him?
Jones has been on death row, proclaiming his innocence for nearly 20 years. And as CBS's Renee Vidal reports, his pursuit of freedom is far from over.
The mercy Julius Jones and his supporters have been praying for came just 4 hours before he was set to die. In a statement, Governor Kevin Stitt said he was sparing Jones's life, but ordered that he shall never again be eligible to apply for, be considered for, or receive any additional commutation, pardon, or parole. At the state capitol, where supporters have rallied the governor for weeks to commute Jones's sentence, the reaction was swift and jubilant.
I just want to hit my knees and cry out to God.
Jones has maintained his innocence in the 1999 murder of businessman Paul Howell during a carjacking. Jones was 19 at the time of his arrest. Now 41, he got the opportunity to plead his case one more time
got him
to the
at
state's
19.
Pardon and parole board earlier this month.
I am not the person responsible for taking Mr. Howell's life.
Ultimately, the board recommended his sentence be commuted to life in prison with the possibility of parole.
It is inhumane that my brother is on death row.
Antoinette Jones visited her brother in prison Wednesday for what would have been the last time.
My brother is not a person that would take a life. He would protect it.
But Rachel Howell believes the execution would have meant justice for her father.
He was an innocent man taking his kids to get ice cream, my aunt, and he was murdered in front of me and my sister and my aunt, all for a car. And he never got a say in this.
Damn.
Jones's attorney says this isn't everything they wanted, but they are grateful the governor prevented an irreparable mistake. On the other side of it, the Howell family tells me this decision gives them comfort because they believe it reaffirms Jones's guilt. Nora?
All right, Maria Vidal, thank you.
Damn. That's some crazy shit, man. Well, he ain't get the death sentence, so that's good for him, man. Make him miss that 19, boy. It's something about 19, boy. When you're 19, you make that crazy mistake. Not saying that he did it, but boy, it's something
Finding
about
how they
I'm sorry, how they dope us up and shit. As teenagers, they influence us with music and stuff, and then we be on all type of dope and shit and do stupid shit, man. These past couple of stories is people doing dumb shit. Teenagers. Look at him, he 41, was on death row. Don't know if he did it, but he was caught up in it. But anyway, about to get ready to go to another segment. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Show. I'm here. Feel a little fresh. Yes, sir.
Hey, my auntie died in the sleep. Yeah, that shit fucked me up. And a couple days once turned they back. I don't know.
So yeah, we damn. That Julius Jones is something about that 19. A lot of people make a lot of mistakes when they turn 19. Damn, that's crazy, man. Kyle Rittenhouse. That's his name? Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't understand why people going crazy and focusing on this man case. You know, let me rephrase that. I don't know why my peoples are getting upset and on the edge of their seats paying attention to that case. I don't know why. There's so many other things going on in our community that we could be paying attention to, trying to make our communities better than to be paying attention to that case. Because the last time we did something that we paid attention to, something that had a riot or whatever they had, protests, whatever they had, brought out all type of different organizations and they destroyed the whole goddamn town. We ain't got time for that. Why they in Washington making political decisions that affect America as a whole? Hell no, we ain't got time for that. You know, what that young man did was unfortunate. We already know how the justice system is. We already know the court system gonna have their little loopholes for this people, for that little boy. It is what it is. Like, shift the focus. Shift the focus to our community. Shift the focus to our teenagers. How the hell are we going to get our teenagers on point, man? How the hell are we going to get a connection with the youth? That's the real problem. We need to figure out how we going to get connected with the youth so we can communicate with the youth. It's the same problem that goes on every generation. Shit, I remember my parents and the people that was older than me when I was a teenager. They was trying to connect to the youth. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to do. Because what them two boys did earlier in the earlier segments was crazy. Ain't made no damn sense. Y'all go robbing people and not even getting no money out of it. All you got out of it is three dead bodies in a jail sentence and your face is all over the internet. Shit don't be worth it, man. Shit don't be worth it at all. But yeah, like, I don't understand why we going crazy. Like, I was watching this this page, and I heard this dude tripping about Kyle Rittenhouse. But he said some real shit. He said some real shit during his argument, but he was all off. He was all off. Because I don't think we should be paying attention to that damn Kyle Rittenhouse shit. But what he said was some real shit. I'm going to go ahead and play what he said. He might be a little angry. He might be cursing. So God forgive me. Y'all already know we not censored on the They Say I'm Blunt show. God damn it. We not censored. God damn it.
Going on. I'm so motherfucking heated. I can't believe we ain't worrying about the baby and his fucking baby mama. That ain't no fucking news right now.
That's a fact.
This shit that's going on right now. That's why they got their foot on our necks. They took us out of the weed industry and now they dismissing charges. But that's why they
been dismissing charges.
Motherfucking officers out there because they know black people gonna turn this bitch up. So y'all better get ready, man. This shit is happening out here, man. These motherfucking white people want to wage war. Y'all out here still killing each other on some slave mentality. I know we ain't together, but guess what? We got to flip the switch, motherfucker. This shit terrible out here, black people. What the fuck we going to do? PSA.
Nah, like I said, he had some pointers in there. He said some real shit. His name Landon Shark. He from Chicago or whatnot. Like, I always pay attention to a lot of out-of-town things, what's going on out-of-town, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, dog, like, he right, but he wrong. Somebody got to sit down and say, hey, man, you right. We need to come together. We need to wake up. We need to stop paying attention to stupid shit like the baby and his baby mama. That it was no reason for that to break the internet. That was just stupidity. That was stupidity. You know what I'm saying? On both of their parts, running back and forth to the internet. Both of them running back and forth. Now, who was going to be the bigger person and stay quiet and let the other person make a damn clown of themselves? See, we shouldn't have been paying no attention to that. But, hey, that's how our community is for some strange reason, man. We got to do better, man. We got to do better. Before I end this show, I'm about to end this show a little earlier tonight because I got to wake up for work in the morning. Before I end this show, I want to do something different and leave with a little quote that inspired me earlier this morning. Well, it inspired me this afternoon after I was going to work and I was looking at the headlines after I uploaded my first episode. And I just want to say this. You have decided who you are. And force the world to deal with you, not with his idea of you. That's by James Baldwin. This was the They Say I'm Blunt show, and I'm out, man. Long live Dolph.
Shout out my lawyer. Yeah. Race on top of race, keep that shit on me. Yeah, I got it on me. Yeah, don't run up on me. Yeah. Told you that I'm cutthroat just like Tony. Yeah, just like Tony. I'm cutthroat just like Tony. Yeah, do you know how many of these bitches want me?